cold silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us, and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a cold of silence, and it can't go on.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt. This is Cutting Through the Matrix on the 17th of March, 2009. There's always new people coming into the site and to this show as well. So I advise them to go to my website, cuttingthroughthematrix.com, where you can find lots of previous talks I've given. We're trying to fill in a lot of the blank spots to give you in history to show you why we're progressing along a predetermined path. I try to show you the various organizations, this pyramid structure that plans the future of the world. It plans the wars, the interactions of nations, and even the economic takedowns. Because after all, economics is part of warfare. It's the main strategy in all warfare. You can also get written transcripts of these talks, which you can print up from Cutting Through the Matrix, Alan Watt Cutting. Sentinel.eu. They mixed up all the websites out there. I've got up there myself. And you can print them up, and they're written in various languages of Europe. You can support me, keep me going, by ordering what I have for sale on cuttingthroughmatrix.com. Or you can donate to me as well. Today I've been just looking at all the things that are going on. There's so much going on in the world because the world is in, as they say themselves, transition. This is the century, supposedly, of great transitions. And the big boys who planned it literally go over every country with a fine-tooth comb. They've already studied all the cultures, the habits, the mentalities of different peoples. And they've planned their Brave New World scenario. I just listened to a talk given by Brzezinski at Chatham House on this very topic of what's coming up and how the U.S. must submerge into this new world system where other countries will start to take over more of the roles that the U.S. used to play. But he also goes into all of the scary scenarios if they can't pull it off in the way they've designed it to. And he even made a kind of reference to the fact that the shaky economic system was perhaps a help at this stage of the game. And I'm sure it is, because I'm sure it was planned, to fulfilling their mission of bringing in this new global society. It certainly took down Russia because the big tycoons over there were banking, completely, literally banking on oil, their own oil, staying up at $140 per barrel, and it's plummeted. So they've come off their high horses, and they're ready to negotiate in different areas now. And I'm sure other countries are doing the same. And it's amazing to think that we can live our lives. Listening again to that talk by Brzezinski, he talks in long term. He even talks about a new generation, or a generation in the Soviet, ex-Soviet system, to grow up, to think differently, see themselves differently, see the past differently than the ones who are alive today in Russia. That's how they plan things. And after Brzezinski, there'll be a little clone of Brzezinski with a different name who'll be planning the next phase of it too. Long-term strategy, you see. Long-term goals. And we, all of us, are just part of the strategy as we live our lives. That's all we are to these people, with their ongoing chess game. And they have the future pretty well planned, and at the moment it's sewn up because everything's going along in their favor. But there's more going on to do with freedom of speech and the big boys coming down heavy-handed with authorities, and I'm going to speak about that after this break.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Highest Books. I am Alan Ward. We're cutting through the matrix. I get calls and a lot of messages sent from so many people across the world, from all walks of life, from all aspects of life, going through all kinds of things in life. And under this global terrorism scam, the part of the whole New World Order to get us into line, into shape, to accept a big, big change, that's all part of it, as the geopoliticians move with their strategies and line everything up in the right directions, the pre-planned directions. People suffer, and people's rights suffer as well. And you also find that the things which were insignificant in the past that you may have done personally suddenly become of vital interest to all of these hordes of security specialists who are working for governments in all capacities. And when they pick on you, they can make your life a living hell. And what they try to do generally is to charge you with something, some kind of crime under the new terrorism laws, put you in a star chamber, advise you and get your representative in court to advise you as well to say nothing. Don't tell anybody. And let them proceed. And, of course, that's very nice and tidy for the courts because then no one knows what's happened. You've never heard of the person. They're simply locked away quietly and they feel happy at the top. They've achieved their mission, basically. And it's a very grey area today what your rights are. What are your rights as an individual, as a human being? We know in the past, in times of tension, the major authorities have come down with heavy-handed. And there's stood no nonsense, supposedly, from people who simply spoke up against certain policies. We look at the Middle Ages and think, well, those times have gone when they made you kiss the king's ring and they get you a quick execution. If not, they'd hang you, they'd draw you and they'd quarter you, which took quite some time. And it wasn't very pleasant at all. But that was often done for political views or even a condemnation of some policy of the king or queen or whatever. And what they always tell you is you can't interfere with their judicial system. And once again, under the law, their law, you see, which is so wide to interpretation, that's why they have lawyers, they can expand that to include so many things. Well, there's a man who made, and I've mentioned this video before, the 7-7 ripple effect video. It's up there on the internet for everyone who sees me up for a long time. And his name is John Anthony Hill. He made that, he produced it. And it was to do with the bombings in London. He strung together basically a whole bunch of articles that were shown publicly on national television, and it was from newspapers and so on. I made this documentary. And because of what happened, he's now been arrested. And at the moment, he's in Ireland, Southern Ireland. And the EU have got a warrant out, and they charged him with extradition back to England, to Westminster, to stand trial for interference in some way or another. They claim with a court case that was going on to do, not so much with the bombers who were blown up, supposedly, but acquaintances of the bombers. This is the trial that was going on at the time. This is an article from the Wise Up Journal, the 16th of March 2009, by Gabriel O'Hara. It says, we met with John Anthony Hill, who was arrested for mailing a DVD. This is the man who made it. He mailed a copy off, with no letter attached, to a UK court from Ireland. This was reported by the Irish Times. I have the link here, and I'll put it on my site at the end of the show. John is also the producer and narrator of this DVD. Mr. Hill is 60 years old and showed us his arrest warrant and gave us permission to pass on information contained in it. The maximum sentence on the warrant, which they claim apparently is for trying to pervert, or possibly, or maybe, or perhaps pervert the course of justice, the sentence on the warrant is life imprisonment in England. John had his computer and other property seized, which is why he requested other people help him, as he's not able to defend himself properly as a result. He doesn't have the computers and so on. The phony charge is possibly fabricating every evidence that might cause injustice. And this is from the same country that helped put people in Guantanamo and other torture facilities worldwide. And that's true. I've read articles too. Would actually admit they farm that out, you see. Keeps their own hands kind of nice and clean. The DVD only contains mainstream media news, BBC, ITV, New York Times, etc., and the small remainder is his political opinion, which as of yet, no one is legally supposed to be extradited for within the EU, the Economic Union. The DVDs were also never given to the judge or foreman of the trial, which is to do with three men never mentioned in the DVD. These are the supposed friends or acquaintances, or maybe acquaintances, of the accused bombers. And by the way, the security companies intercepted the DVDs anyway, so the judge never got a hold of them. This is here that's a regardless, if you agree or disagree with the contents of this documentary, anyone who values freedom would see there is an injustice being carried out here. It's a precedent, this case. That's what it really is. John's court case is on this Thursday at the four courts in Dublin. So this is this coming Thursday. Having a gathering outside would not change anything inside the court, but it might get the media to shine more light on this injustice, and you got to get that. Those who are listening over in Ireland, you got to make sure that they know, that people know what's going on. Because they'd love to tuck this fellow away quietly with no light on him at all. John is asking anyone who is not working on that day, that's the Thursday the 19th, to come along at 1:30 p.m. and anyone who can take a half day, if possible. I'm not sure if handing out his DVD or flyers with information contained in the DVD on the street would be welcomed by the court, but it's not yet illegal to hand out free materials on the public streets of Dublin. That does not promote a commercial event. Anyone who has the technical abilities to make copies or photocopy information and is able to come along might want to think of doing so. The documentary is available free on the Google Videos and YouTube, 77 Ripple Effect. Perhaps spread this on forums and contact the media if you think it's a good idea, or better yet, come up with your own peaceful ideas. I'm sure you'd want to support too if injustice was carried out against you, but you should only help because you want to. And then there's related articles there to do with it when it was first reported about his arrest in the Irish Times and so on for extradition. And it's such an iffy and very iffy charge, attempting to pass or pervert the course of justice. How you pervert something when you give a DVD that had nothing to do with the actual accused? The ones who were accused in that trial, the judge that he sent it to, was the follow-on from the bombings with acquaintances. And I think that eventually, I don't know if it was acquitted or what, but he didn't have enough evidence to do anything to those guys. The judge never saw this disc. So I think it's a precedent-setting case. And it will also affect possibly, too, all journalists, because how does that affect you if you happen to have evidence about some sort of thing going on during a court case? Do you pass it on to the judge? Is that an inappropriate authority? It's a predetermined case. Supposedly, you're supposed to pass all information to the appropriate dealers in the information. Who's higher than the judge? If it's an inquiry about a case. Maybe it's not the information they want to hear. There's also videos up there, I'm sure you've seen them too, to do with various Muslims. This fellow isn't a Muslim, but there's Muslims who have been arrested too and then found not guilty because they're cherries, by the way. A bunch of cherries, a few cherries in their home. And they're going to make some kind of poison out of the stones. That was the allegations. They were found not guilty and yet one of them still basically under house arrest for the last 2 or 3 years could be indefinite. So they can find you not guilty and still keep you under house arrest forever because they got to find terrorists, you see, to justify all the BS that we're under today, all the scrutiny individually. If they can't get terrorism on the go, we'd have to say, what's all this money being spent for? What's all the hype? What's all the deprivation of privacy? What's going on? So they've got to make it happen. It's a must be. What I can say about John Anthony Hill's video, it certainly makes you think, because he's using mainstream media findings, using the facts, putting it together, and you're left with all these question marks. It does make you ask the right questions. It was the same with 9/11. On 9/11, we know it was the day planned for a phony attack on the towers. How coincidental is that? The 7/7 bombings were the same. Those three areas where the bombs went off were all scheduled for phony bomb attacks that same day. Come on, what's the odds of it? What's the odds of that happening? These are must-be's as far as I'm concerned. That's my personal opinion. They're must-be's because they had to create the problem to point the fingers to say, look, you need all the security. You can have no privacy. We've got to spy on you all. That's why. We all know that. We all know it. So why go on with the farce? Those who can help Mr. Hill, please do so. Back with more after this break.
This is Cascadia Public Radio.
Hi folks, I am Alan Watts from our Cutting Through the Matrix, and before going to the next article, I do hope there are journalists in Ireland who are interested in this kind of story. It's a bit of a change from the usual, what's the local politician doing with the local prostitute story. This is more important. I'm sure some of you could probably shake over or shake off the hangover from St. Patrick's Day and turn up to see what's going on, and at least let the public know what's happening in your own country. Talking about censorship, and of course it's coming. We've all known that. They didn't give us the internet to let us have power. They had plans long before they even gave it to us to get us all hooked on it and then gradually wind it down, hoping most will just stay on it and be happy that you're being watched and observed and helping them by giving them all your information with everything that you're doing. It's much easier for them to collect data that way than to ask you to fill in forms, please, in your census report every few years. Now they've got daily activity of what you're up to, what you're watching, and all the rest of it. So once you're all hooked on it, and they are pulling in the strings, they hope that most of you will stay on it. Here's what's happening in Sydney, Australia. It's very interesting. Sydney Morning Herald says here, this is from March 17th, 2009, banned hyperlinks could cost you $11,000 a day. The government's now banning certain sites. And if you look into them, you can get found $11,000 per day. It says Australian Communications Regulator, you've got a communications regulator, you see, in a free society, says it will fine people who hyperlink to sites on its blacklist, which have been further expanded to include several pages on the anonymous whistleblower site WikiLeaks. WikiLeaks has put out some good stuff, I hear. WikiLeaks was added to the blacklist for publishing a leaked document containing Denmark's list of banned websites. That's the reason they got put on the blacklist. Because they had a leaked document containing Denmark's list of banned websites. And this is happening worldwide. It's happening worldwide, Canada, all over at the same time, because everything is in unison. So it's a move by the Australian Communications and Media Authority who was an authority over communications, comes after it threatened the host of online broadband discussion forum Whirlpool, that's the name of the forum Whirlpool, last week, with $11,000 a day fine over a link published on its forum to another page blacklisted by the ACMA. And it was about an anti-abortion website. The ACMA's blacklist does not have a significant impact on web browsing by Australians today, but its sites contained on it will be blocked for everyone if the federal government implements its mandatory internet filtering censorship scheme. Every country is in on this right now, by the way. But even without the mandatory censorship scheme, as is evident in the Whirlpool case, ACMA can force sites hosted in Australia to remove prohibited pages and even links to prohibited pages. Online civil liberties campaigners have seized on the move by ACMA as evidence of how casually the regulator adds to its list of blacklisted sites. It also confirmed fears that the scope of the government's censorship plan could easily be expanded to encompass sites that are not illegal. The first rule of censorship is that you cannot talk about censorship, WikiLeaks said on its website in response to the ACMA ban. The site has also published Thailand's internet censorship list and noted that in both the Thai and Danish cases, the scope of the blacklist had been rapidly expanded. And this is how they got it in. This is how every country has brought this in, from child porn. Right? That's, they always use the same excuse. From child porn to other material, including political discussions. See, that was its real goal, nothing to do with child porn, since a lot of these guys at the top are all into it, you see, and these governments. But they use that as an excuse. Every law they put on the books has an ulterior motive. That's a fact. Already, a significant portion of the 1,370 site Australian blacklist, 506 sites, would be classified R18+ and X18+, which are legal to view. Well, would be blocked for everyone under the proposal. The government has said it was considering expanding the blacklist to 10,000 sites and beyond. It's interesting when you create another little layer of bureaucracy, they've got to expand to justify their jobs. Expand and expand and expand. Electronic Frontiers Australia said the leak of the Danish blacklist and the ACMA's subsequent attempts to block people from viewing it showed how easy it would be for ACMA's own blacklist, which is secret, to be leaked onto the web once it's handed to the ISPs for filtering. In that effect, we note that not only do these incidents show that the ACMA's censors are more than willing to interpret their broad guidelines to include a discussion forum and document repository, it is demonstrably inevitable that the government's own list is bound to be exposed itself at some point in the future, the EFA said. It's actually two pages, you can read them yourself. But what I'm showing you is where it's all supposed to go. You see? It's all supposed to go. And it really is amazing, as I say, when you think of the whole wide world, this big, big wide world, and it's only the US left where you can even hear shows on radio like this. So support those stations because you need them. Back with more after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hi, folks. This is Alan Watt. We're cutting through the matrix, showing you how wonderful this century of change is to be when you'll do as you're told. And if they say you're going to lock you up for life for posting off a DVD, then that's the way it's going to be. Everyone stands around with their hands in their pockets, or they're off playing something else or watching television. Your fellow citizens are getting locked up because they have a conscience. The economic system, it's such a farce, as we all know. It's a complete farce. It's always been manipulated and run by the few. And money itself is a technique of controlling billions of people. with billions of dollars. You must believe in the money system to use the money system. That's why it says in the U.S., in God we trust. Never says which God they're talking about, of course. It's probably Mammon. Or maybe it's the faith in the people believing that that money will always stay the same, which is a con, because nothing in life stays the same, ever. The pyramids are crumbling, by the way. But you think, from all the time since the Great Depression till now, that have come up with some better schemes to supposedly stop a repeat of the Great Depression. With all these schools and universities to do with, they're teaching economics as a science. And had all these great things to do to make sure it never happened again. That's why they deregulated the money supply back in 98. That's what started this whole ball rolling. No one was watching what they were doing then. It was a free-for-all. Because they planned to make a pile of money, get all the middle classes, put their cash into it, and all the unions and so on, and then they'd crash it. They'd wipe you out. They've done it before, many times. Look at what happened in the late 1800s in the U.S. Three times in about 20 years they did the same thing. Three bankers. So the greatest thing they can come up with in universities and so on is to pump money into it this time, just print dollars, whereas in the first Great Depression, they didn't. They refused to do it, and they claim that's what caused the depression, not the bankers looting the public. No, it was because the governments would not put money in, wouldn't inject money into society or into the banks that form. So now they're doing the reverse of it, which is called inflation. But they're calling it quantitative easing. Sounds much nicer, isn't it? So this is from the Telegraph from yesterday. IMF poised to print billions of dollars in global quantitative easing, it says here. It's much better than hyperinflation, isn't it? International Monetary Fund, the geniuses of all, these are the guys at the top, supposedly, the IMF, is poised to embark on what analysts have described as global quantitative easing. It's like someone is trying to expel gas on these fat bankers, quantitative easing, by printing billions of dollars worth of a global supercurrency in an unprecedented new effort to address the economic crisis. This all came up, you know, from Britain. It was Britain's idea. Alistair Dowling and senior figures in the U.S. Treasury have been encouraging the funds to issue hundreds of billions of dollars worth of so-called special drawing rights in the coming months as part of its campaign to prevent recession from turning into global depression. Isn't it amazing, too, that some top politicians in the past and presently are saying it's the greatest thing that ever happened to get their agenda through? Which tells you it was planned this way, right? So should the move, which is up for discussion by the summit of G20 finance ministers this weekend, be adopted, it will represent a global equivalent of the Bank of England's plan to pump extra cash into the UK economy. It's a copy, of course. Because it's the same bankers they all borrow from, isn't it? And it says here, however, economists warned that the scheme could cause a major swell of inflation, no kidding, around the world, as the newly created money filters through the system. The idea has been suggested by a number of key figures, including billionaire investor George Soros, well, you can trust that man, eh? And U.S. Treasury Advisor Ted Truman. I wonder what's really true about him. Simon Johnson, former chief economist at the IMF, said the principle behind it is that everyone would get bonus dollars, and instead of the Federal Reserve having to print them, everyone gets them. It's like a scratch and win, isn't it? Maybe it's worth something, maybe it's not. Depends on your luck. The objective is to create a windfall of cash, which they normally call hyperinflation. Everyone's seen the old films from Germany when you see the money or the cash in a barrel going into the bakers for a loaf of bread. That's hyperinflation. Just, however, if everybody gets out and spends the money, it could be very inflationary. I love these geniuses. These geniuses are always stunning me with their intellect. It's astonishing. Fantastic. There's a caller from Philadelphia on the line. It's Derek. Are you there, Derek?
Hey, Alan. Are you there?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, specifically, I wanted to talk about, you were just saying you're talking about the economy. And the economy, it's almost like a science, almost, which they tell to the people is like this fixed science of everything's supposed to work this way. If you do this, this is going to happen. If you do this, this is going to happen, et cetera.
That's right.
But in reality, it's actually just a group of extremely powerful people on top dictating exactly what's going to happen.
Yeah.
But it's just amazing. I was just watching CNN on the television before, very deceptive program.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And they were talking about, oh, AIG, et cetera, the government is going to do this to hurt AIG. But in reality, AIG is actually just a... They're above the government almost. They're telling the government what to do.
Sure.
It's just disgusting. You know?
It's disgusting, and it's planned. It's all planned. As I say, it falls in with the strategy, too, of, once again, disabling Russia and those within Russia who were accumulating an awful lot of wealth at the time.
Well,
and now they're broke because they were counting on the next 10, 20 years of high costs of oil. And they banked all their borrowing into the country on that very scam. So they've all been, everyone's been had here, but it's been done with masterful chessmen work, really. It's a chess game. Yeah.
It's insane almost to think the people at the bottom, people like us,
yeah,
we're really at the bottom, even can see intellectually and or in whichever way,
mm-hmm,
above most people, but still we're really at the bottom. And
yes, we're at the bottom. And I'll tell you, I'll put this link up too, where you can hear Brzezinski talking about the American people at the end. And he says, the most uneducated people of all, he says, they'll have to start a program, really, to start educating them on the big world out there. He really has very, very little to say about the mentality of the average U.S. citizen. So yeah, we people at the bottom really are just, we're just zombies to them. We honestly are. Yeah.
And it's so true. There's actually a Masonic temple, the Grand Lodge, you know, Philadelphia.
Yes.
A few blocks away from me. And actually, there's regularly many police cars in front, and on the other side, there are black cars, total, you know, black windows, black paint.
Yes.
It's just, it's crazy, and to anyone who would have the mind to think, it's just amazing. What are these people in black cars and with the walkie-talkies, you know?
Yeah,
and,
yeah. Oh, I know. But that's how it's run, and the prime ministers of Britain are third-degree Masons, and this one is, and so was the last one, and on it goes. Everybody at the top of the banking system is a Freemason. You can get lists of their names and all the rest of it. It's this whole setup, you know. They're tested throughout their lives to see if they can keep secrets, and the ones with a bit of worthiness, as they say, if they're worthy, they get a bit higher up there. They can keep all the secrets, which they will never divulge to the public. They'll play the game. They've shown that they will play the game. And it's just like, it's a theater. It's all theater for the public. Yeah.
It's just this whole illusion. That's the only way to really put it, because they're telling us that, oh, you know, we're just, they're basically scientists, as you would say, you know, the white coats, the new brown coats, the red coats. You know?
That's right. They are the scientists. That's what Bertrand Russell talked about. And Huxley and all the rest of them, that the scientific, he meant really those who studied the psychology of humanity, the psychiatry, etc., they would be the ones who would control society. And it has been done. I've given talks before about how they created the American culture during the 20th century. And the links are up there for those who want to watch the videos on the big marketing companies that understood all these techniques and how to literally alter the behavior of millions of people intergenerationally to where they wanted them to be. Yeah.
Well, they say where they want us to be is 6 feet under. That's really what it comes down to.
Eventually they do. They want to bring us down drastically, our numbers down drastically. And they've published their own views on this in their own high journals. It's available to the public. That they want to bring the population down big time. And they're blaming us for all the mess the world's in, that the people. They're blaming the people for the pollution, and destroying the world, the planet, etc. It's always the people, too many people. So, you know, we are basically, we've been very good slaves up till now. Now we're superfluous to them because they have high tech and robots and all the rest of it.
Yeah. Well, I was watching CNN recently, and they just turned up the antagonism towards government a little bit. And Obama, they were actually having critical pieces towards Obama, not pieces, I couldn't even call them pieces, critical propaganda towards Obama. And they're setting us up, they're saying, oh, AIG is bad. And they're really just leading us down a road to exactly what you said and a few others have said, that they're just setting us up for Obama to be the new scapegoat to...
Yeah, he's the latest banker's man. You've had the previous banker's man and many before that, you know. And so they just dress him up. What kind do you want? Do you want a white man, a black man, a Chinese man, or what do you want?
Well, it's
we'll give it to you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, I write stuff down before I call in, and I was actually originally talking maybe about Arab people.
Mm-hmm.
They are the new, the terrorism, the only real terrorism in this world is against Arab people. And Arab people, they live in I'm not Arab personally, but Arab people, they live in a world of fear.
Yes, I know. I've talked to quite a few different countries, and they're all targeted now. They're scared stiff of just being who they are. Yeah.
It's so terrible. And for me, I'm actually a Jew. Well, my family is Jewish. It's a long story, but...
No, go ahead.
It's just, well...
What it shows you, though... What it shows you is
animals.
What it shows you is how a campaign that's masterfully produced can target any group anywhere in the world at any time so easily and get away with it. That's what it shows you. And if they can do that to one group, they can do it to any group. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And they've done it to the Jews before, which is the whole irony of everything, because the Jews were the last scapegoat in the last World War.
Well, that's what I said. I said the modern Jews are the Palestinians who got bombed in Gaza with the backup of the U.S. and all the rest, because it's a military strategic point. That's why it's all happening there. But that's what they are, because they're being destroyed. The world's watched it in disbelief. And the UN is silent on it. I mean, it's just astonishing. We could all become the scapegoat. Anybody can become the scapegoat when they turn the big guns on you. Yeah.
Exactly. And it's so funny, the chosen people.
Mm-hmm.
Chosen people, you know?
It's
pathetic almost. Maybe the Palestinians will be the chosen people in the next 100 years.
I think we're all scheduled to be thinned out once our purpose is really over.
Yes. Yeah. So it's really great talking to you, Alan, and I'll probably call him soon.
Sure enough. Thanks for calling. But yeah, we truly do live, and we should always remember that, isn't there? And there's always bad ones at the top of every group. There's always a dominant minority at the top of every group. You can't blame everybody underneath them. The unfortunate thing is those underneath them often identify with the ones at the top. That's the sad truth. It's almost human nature. It's like tribalism. I've seen people in Britain, working class people from Britain, abroad, getting drunk in pubs and causing incredible chaos with their arrogance because they're British. I've seen Germans do it. I've seen all other cultures do it too. And they're working class people. They have nothing in common with their overlords and their masters and those with titles. Nothing in common at all. Nothing whatsoever, any more than the average Jew has anything in common with Rothschild and his aristocratic bunch as well. Same thing. See, in the past, every psychopathic person with the right genes and married the wives of other great conquerors with psychopathic genes all got together and they became kings and queens and conquerors. Very, very, very simple. They became an aristocracy. Then they inbreed amongst themselves and they lorded over the people, but they never interbreed with the people they lorded over. That's the big secret. That's the big secret. And today you have an international elite, all those who climbed to the top in all of the countries who are quite eligible to marry each other at the top because they're all proven their Darwinian worth by getting to the top, getting power, getting incredible wealth and hanging on to it. That's what Charles Galton Darwin said. That's your new economic world order. The rest of us are junk genes, apparently. Doesn't matter which group you think you belong to. If you don't have your millions in the bank, you don't belong to the same bunch at the top. Simple as that. Simple as that. Now, there's an article here from the National Post, March 17th, 2009. It says, the IRS has a heart. Victims of convicted fraudster Bernard Madoff, I call him Madoff, the alleged victims of alleged Ponzi scamster Alan Stanford, will be allowed to claim their financial losses as deductions on their tax returns, says IRS Commission Douglas Shulman. I wonder if somebody made this across the board with everybody else gripped off by the other great banksters and overlords. I mean, why not? Why just to certain ones, eh? Shulman told the Senate Finance Committee on Tuesday that the IRS will provide details on how taxpayers can claim the losses. In particular, the IRS said it will classify the funds as theft losses. So here's the IRS that steals money from you, but they call it theft losses, rather than capital losses. The distinction is important because it opens the door to bigger deduction room, Shulman said. What he said is this: the IRS is today issuing guidance, articulating the tax rules that apply, and providing safe harbor. See, there's your maritime law again, safe harbor procedures for taxpayers who sustained losses in certain investment arrangements discovered to be criminally fraudulent. Quite interesting. Quite interesting, the world we live in. It's completely different. And it's amazing, too. It's one law for the guys at the top and a different set of laws for the guys at the bottom. It's disgusting. And this is what we call civilization. They call it civilization at the top. Their system. Back with more after these messages.
This is RVN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
I'm Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. Just looking at the absurdity of the way the news is presented to the public, it's really gone down. They don't have to really put on a great show for the public anymore. It's true, we are dumbed down. We have been brainwashed through our education systems, if you call it education system, and years of television, until the television is more real than the people living next door to you. We've all been programmed to accept the boys in the black jumpsuits with the masks on as the good guys. And there's so many television series out now in every country with these guys as the heroes. It's just so sickening. They always give you a little human interest story. Oh, bad man kidnaps a little child. And off you go as these guys go smashing down homes and through ceilings and through houses with their black combat gear. These are the heroes, without warrants or anything else, just to get the bad man. And as you're swallowing that story, you're being conditioned for what's to come and still thinking they're the good guys. Good guys don't wear black masks. They don't kick your doors down in the middle of the night. They don't just shoot people up and get away with it. That's not the good guys. These were always promoted in the past as the bad guy. The gangsters wore the masks. We're so dumbed down through entertainment, the programming, predictive programming, that's what they call it. The longest series in Britain, the longest soap opera in the world, is Coronation Street. Coronation Street has psychiatrists, social workers, psychologists, divorce counselors, counselors on ethnic cultures and so on, all working on the scripts because they give you what's coming next, getting you ready for it, to accept it the same way that the actors will accept all the problems in the fictional show. It's been the best series ever created on Earth. And so many folk are addicted to this kind of continuous soap. It gave you all the different things that were coming up. In the 70s, it came up. In the 80s, 10 years of programming before it happened. And sure enough, people reacted to what happened in the same way as their programming, like the actors on television. You can't simply watch entertainment for entertainment's sake anymore. You can't do it. It's all programming. but with these guys in black with the jumpsuits, smashing down every building in sight to get the bad man, regardless of all the families that they just evicted in the process or left in the rubble. That's conditioning you. That's not how a lawful society behaves. In a lawful society, everything's supposed to be on the up and up and out in the open, not smashing down doors in the middle of the night or 3 a.m. in the morning. That's what the Soviet Union did with the KGB. They can make anybody the good guys, you know. In the past, you had the axe man who chopped your head off for the queen, the executioner. That's the first guy who wore the black mask. Never forget that. Never forget it. And for those who are in Ireland and Dublin, please turn up to see what's happening to John, the guy I mentioned at the beginning of the show, to see what happens on his court case on Thursday. It's well worth looking into. People should be there. He should be put away in prison quietly in a star chamber. The public has to know what's going on. From Hamish myself from Ontario, Canada, it's good night. I mean, your God or your gods go with you.